Our passion didn't start with a mouth. It started with people, with the well-being of the profession. And if you're like me, maybe a little bit of your nerdiness in all things tech too. We all want to love what we do, but the truth is burnout, people problems, and glass ceilings can keep us from doing what we set out to do. So let's get back to the heart of connection. Welcome to the Dental Handoff. This show is about passing you the knowledge, the habits, the systems, and the strategies to lead your teams, lean on your tech, and listen to your gut while you take care of people and truly the overall health of our communities. Let's stop using the wrong end of the toothbrush, y'all. My name is Dr. Kelly Tanner. Oh, and uniquely, I'm a dental hygienist too. You can consider me a guru in the dental and leadership industry. With over 3 decades of experience, my goal is to take you to the next level by empowering growth, perspective, and confidence. By identifying the gaps, recognizing the plaque, and extracting the truth with the other experts in the field. I'll share their stories, empower you to own yours, and elevate your passion in the process. So have a seat in the chair, put on your bib, and let's get to work. Welcome to the Dental Handoff. I'm Dr. Kelly Tanner. Today is another special series of Dental Insights, your trusted practice mentors, a podcast where two dental experts, Dr. Kelly Tanner and
Erica Flatow,
are talking about all things dentistry. Erica, welcome back again, my friend.
Hi, Kelly. So good to be here.
Yes. Today we are talking about time management. And that you can run on time. I don't have enough time. How can I do one more thing? How can I do one more thing? Mm-hmm. I'm always running behind. My patient's was 10 minutes late. And you feel like you're chasing your hiney all day, not able to have a lunch, get a water break, go to the bathroom. It's the saying that stands the test of time. Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. And documentation has become such a huge part of our patient care. And it takes you, I haven't done an official research study on this, but I think that it takes you 50% more time if you wait until the end of the day to write all your chart notes, because you're not only writing your chart notes, which takes time, but you are trying to recall or look at notes. And how long does it take you to write notes during your appointment as opposed to getting things in the computer? And a hygienist will say, well, I can't write while I'm with my patient and the doctor is doing the exam and I'm needing to grab this or do that, or I'm talking with them. I can't be on the computer. And I have a strategy that is really, really working for that. I've tried it. It's working. I'm running on time all day long and I'm leaving right on time and I'm getting a lunch break. So do you want to know? So even with a new patient, I can do this. We can get to that. But we obviously all use templates in our software, I'm sure. And if you are in a paper chart, I'm sorry. But most of us are doing templates. So it doesn't matter if my patient's there or if I'm 3 minutes behind. I get my template up for that patient. And once they've arrived, my template is up and I've either copy and pasted from last visit what's appropriate, or I've filled out what's appropriate. Oh, but my patient's in the waiting room. I promise you, just get it in there before they're in the room, because there's stress when they're in the chair. They're wanting to talk to you. If you get the bones up of your template and you make it a routine every time before you seat them. Okay. Routines are where the time management comes in, because the patient has so many variables. I seat the patient, and depending on where my computer is in that room, sometimes your back is to the patient. Sometimes you're sitting behind their head. Mm-hmm. But there's a way to manage that. I say, because they're used to going to the doctor and the doctor's office, pulling over the computer and sitting there typing while they're asking you questions about your health. Patients are used to this. This is the way it's done now. So take that and use it to your advantage. If I'm sitting behind them, I'll say, hey, I know I'm behind your head. It's just the way this this room is set up, but I'm going to speak up real loud and I have to a few questions for you. And they're like, oh, fine. But I've explained myself. Or the computer, I'm so sorry. My back is to you a little bit, but I have a few questions. I want to get this in here. You know, these days we got to document everything. And they go, oh, yeah. And so I really want to find out about you today. And I really want to make sure that I have all the information for the doctor. And so let me go ahead and ask you a few questions. And they aren't thinking that you're being rude or you're avoiding them or you're ignoring them because you've explained what you're doing and you're managing their perception. And so then I'm, how's it going with that night guard? How's that tooth we looked at last time? I'm getting it all in there. And then the last little things that have to get put in during the exam. I mean, I've even put what their next recare is going to be because I've already looked to see if they need an FMX next time or whatever. I'm telling you, it's a game changer. And because that note is done, and even if I've put the fluoride on and they're still sitting there for a moment, I go, oh, 1 second. I just have to make sure I have this. I blame the front desk lady. I have to make sure I have this for Betsy up there. And I hold on a second and I put in like one last thing because she's going to need to know what to schedule you for. And then I go, okay, we're done. Good. And then I get them their toothbrush and their floss or whatever. And I walk them up. That note is done. And that patient is excused. And it has changed my life in the operatory.
Okay. So your hack for time management is all about note taking.
Yeah. Well, there's some other things too we can get
not note taking, but
game changer.
Okay.
For getting that patient started, done, and completed and done and dismissed. And you are done with the thought process about that patient.
I love that.
And when you bring your next patient in, your thoughts aren't still on your last patient. You're done. There's nothing more that can be done for that person.
Okay, I'm wanting to say too many things, but there are some programs that have the templates built into them. So as soon as you make a new chart note, it just the template's there and it's a drop down. This is a this is a game changer for sure. And then there are some systems where it's like a Word document copy paste. And if you've done your chart review, I think that saves time as well.
Yes.
So you're not scurrying. You already have the REN set up or whatever you're using. You have everything that's there. So you're not getting up going. I think having the rooms all stocked the same is important.
Yes.
Like all the hygiene ops in case you have to switch to jump to another operatory.
Chart review is always done the day before too. Always. Unless there's a change in the schedule, but that'll be like one person.
Yeah.
That's huge. No getting up and getting stuff. And even if you want to get that person back, just make sure you still take that moment. Even if the front desk is coming back and giving you the eyeballs, get yourself set up for success. Get everything that you need, have your stuff set up because you're going to waste so much time fumbling around or getting up and getting, plus it doesn't look like you have your stuff together to the patient. I can't agree more. Have your RIN set up or your x-rays, whatever you need, because you've done your chart review. That is a huge thing. I routine. How do you like to recommend to hygienists they do chart review? Are you day before like me, or what do you think?
2 days before.
Okay.
2 days before. There's a couple of different reasons for that. You can, if there's a new patient, I can call and I can welcome them if I have time to do that. Looking forward to seeing you.
Nice.
If I have time, because we know how this goes, right? Yeah. So I want to tell them I'm looking forward to seeing them. Be sure to take their pre-medication, all the things. Also, too, if there is a change in schedule, It, like you said, it's nominal, right? There's just one or two people who have switched around, but I don't know. It gives me more of a sense of being ready and available for them mentally. I know if they still need to see doctor's side, and if you're 2 days out, that gives you more opportunity to see the schedule where it may not be jam packed,
right?
For a doctor, if they need same day treatment. Or if I need to move something else, if I've noticed that it hasn't been scheduled or it's been adjusted by someone where I need more time, 2 days out's a sweet spot for me because I can link an appointment, do something else, call to see if another patient can come in 10 minutes later, earlier, whatever that is. Not that I want to make that a practice of doing that all the time, but I'm saying if I need to, that gives me that flexibility to do that. So I feel like I have, we only have control over certain things. Right? Yes. Reviewing a chart is the control over what I have over the situation.
Right. I know, because I was nervous about 2 days ahead when the schedule was changing so much and people were, there was illness and there was, it just seemed like there were so many changes. And then I would go through and check charts and it'd be like, dang it, because the schedule's just totally different now. But you know, I think we're getting back. It seems like things are more consistent now. So this post-COVID.
Yeah, to your point, yes, post-COVID for sure, where it was just every person for themselves. It was a totally different story. But I think too, that when people are rescheduling, there is a way, and each system, each health record is different, but you can already, you can make a note in the chart that you've already reviewed it, or perhaps you have a rounding slip or some kind of way to indicate like a star next to it that you've already reviewed it for that appointment for that year.
And the schedule's correct. And that's another thing is going through and making your schedule correct and then encouraging people that do schedule for you or that we really try to make it. I mean, you're not going to put in, if you're working on tooth number 13, 14, 15 in the restorative side, you're not going to just put in 29, 30, and 31 because those are teeth numbers. It's like, let's actually put in the schedule what this patient's coming in for. Mm-hmm. Because I find that as a hygienist, when I'm chart reviewing, I'm having to just change the entire schedule. Like, this is really a perio maintenance, or this is really, they're really due for an FMX, or, you know, and putting in that they need a perio chart or whatever. And that's part of the review. Of course, their medical history, anything pertinent you need to say in the huddle. But the routine of the hygiene appointment, unless there's something really outstanding with the patient that their needs that day, but really just make it so that you're seating them, you're documenting, you're doing your x-rays or your pre-rinse, your blood pressure, your x-rays, but it's the same routine. And then you can get to the patient's customized needs, of course, that day, but also whatever the patient presents with, you were required to get that done in that time. No, that's a fallacy. Yeah.
Yes.
And that, and so running on time is saying, okay, after I've done all that, I've literally been handed 25 minutes and this person is, people are so different and their needs are so different. What am I going to accomplish in this 25 minutes to the best of my ability, and not taking that on as something that we are not capable, or we're not measuring up, or someone else could have done this better. No, you're doing great. And this is what the time you've been given. And it's not, you didn't put the calculus on their teeth. You didn't not come in for a year and a half. You didn't not floss. You know, this is stuff that we own so much for our patients because we care about them so much, but we don't have to own that. Mm-hmm. We have to do the best we can with our time. So cut it off. When you know that it's like getting to where you need, hey, you know, I'm sure you can see how hard we're working together today. And it's so important to me to do a good job. And there's still just some very rough areas here, and it's not going to do you a bit of good to leave this. I know this, it would benefit the health of your gums to have you come back. I mean, you don't have to come back tomorrow, but I'm going to make a special appointment in a few weeks and have you back. And I'm going to have that, Betsy work with you and your schedule, but it's super important to me with the time we had today to do the best we can. And then because of X, Y, and Z, I'm going to have you back and be okay with it. And really be okay with the fact that it's not your fault.
Yes.
And it doesn't say anything about you as a provider. And your honesty is something that is really admirable. And so that has been such a weight off my shoulders when I finally realized that I could do that and I could really be in charge of that. I'm still going to charge for what I did today. I'm still going to be productive. But I'm going to do what that patient needs and I'm going to give myself the time that I need to take good care of them.
I think that, thank you for explaining it that way, because that is always, always what hygienists, what I hear from hygienists. I don't have enough time to do what's needed. And I'm like, what would happen if you deliver the care that was appropriate for the patient based on the time you had and didn't have to run behind? The doctor wouldn't like that, because then I wouldn't have done X, Y, Z. I'm like, is that true though? Is that true? Let's ask them. Like, I'll call them in. If this hygienist saw this, noticed this, and they only had this amount of time, what would you tell them? to bring them back, mm-hmm. to do blah, blah, blah. Don't take it. Do not internalize it that you're not going to be billing something for that doctor in that time.
Right. And I, you have a leg to stand on if you're running on time or close to on time, you know, a minute or two or whatever. But if you're running on time all day and then you run out of time with that patient, you have a leg to stand on to say, this, your needs are exceeding the time that we've been given to get today together. And I need to have you back. If you've brought them back 20 minutes late, you don't have a leg to stand on. Cause in their perception, it's like, well, mm-hmm. you just brought me back late. You can't get the job done. And that's, so if you have brought them back, you've worked your tail off and there's still so much that needs to be done. You have credibility and you can speak to that. So, and then my other hack, which isn't a huge secret, is doctors go in and do your hygiene exams whenever you can. I mean, this is, like I said, this is no secret. We've discovered this in the hygiene world, waiting till the end of the appointment and the doctor's in the middle of a composite does not work.
No.
And as soon as you've got at least the x-rays, the health history, and, you know, maybe even enough plaque cleaned off so they can see well enough, page your doctor. And honestly, there's really never a time that the doctor should be in their office during a full schedule because someone always needs them. There's always someone that needs an exam. So proactively go in and say to your hygienist, hey, can I pop in? Do you need an exam today? They will love you. It's such a respectful mm-hmm. thing to do for your hygiene department, especially if you're running two or three hygienists. That's potentially, I mean, you know, really strategic scheduling shouldn't make it so there's three exams in an hour, but sometimes there is three exams in an hour. And if you're co-diagnosing and your hygienist is managing his or her time and you come in, those exams can be short, but they can be effective. But truly, truly empower your hygienist to help them stay on time with your patients by coming in and doing the exams. It's such a time saver. And when I have a doctor that's willing to do that, like I said, my whole day is on time. I have a lunch and I get to leave at the end of the day and be refreshed for the patients tomorrow.
Yeah. And I think that if you're handling exams like that too, what happens when you're trying to co-diagnose and you haven't gotten to that portion where you've talked about the number three, mm-hmm. where you've talked about blah, 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 that needs to happen right. with that patient is recommended stuff. So I would say in that portion of it, write it down in the bracket tray, document, because you're doing that anyway. You're doing that hard tissue examination of the dentition first,
right.
the probing first. And typically, unless doctor has a big procedure to sit in and mm-hmm. can't get up there, this is where the morning huddle comes in, because this is where you yep. talk about it and you say, right. Mrs. So-and-so, does she have any outstanding work? If you look at her x-rays last time, how did she look? How was she looking? Okay. Are you okay if as soon as she comes in, if I go ahead and do the exam? Yes. So it's an agreement that you right. know you're not going to be doing a whole lot of co-diagnosing, and only right. if you need for that doctor to know that you've seen something during what you're doing, that then you go back and do that. So this is the right. value of morning huddles.
Absolutely. And these are established patients. I mean, with a new patient, there's no way they could come right in. I mean, there's so much that has to be done.
No.
But with an established patient with a treatment plan, I mean, you might be able to pop that intraoral photo before they come in on something that's outstanding or whatever. But I know the doctors that is their one thing about not wanting to come in too early is they're afraid that once they leave the exam, the hygienist is then going to find something and then they're going to have to come back in. I mean, that is the exception. That's not the rule. That does happen every once in a while. And that's just, you just, as the hygienist, you say, well, that's why there's, you know, two sets of eyes and I'm going around every single tooth for the whole hour. And the doctor is getting a few minutes with you. I'm really his eyes and ears and I found something else. Let me just get their, you know, confirmation on this. But that happens to me once a year. I mean, that's not something that yeah. is all the time. So really, as the hygienist, use your judgment when to page them. But remember, when you page them or let them know you need an exam, they usually don't come right in either. You're going to have a little more time with the patient. But it's about staying on time. And you, in an ideal world, yes, I'd like to spend 50 minutes and then page them and have them just be there. But that's not realistic. And we have to work within those parameters. So we do our very, very best to really be prepared for the exam, have the co-diagnosing done, and have the exam happen in an efficient way. And you get a feel for that too, you and your doctor. Yeah. You get a groove.
You do. So much of it is just preparation and communication about how the day is going to shake out, I think, and what's expected out of both parties. If the day is really hectic on doctor side, or if they're in surgery, doing something, where things are, the best times for things, the slots, where the open time slots are. And then, you know, this, again, like looking forward to your schedule, insurance can be taken care of. If you're insurance office, you know, those questions, you know, that if that patient needs sealants, that that's already been checked, adult ortho has been checked, all the stuff. And so it just makes it more seamless. And so it seems like we're talking about a lot of things, but it's a lot of the same things. So it might be helpful, Erica. So if we come up with like some kind of checklist or something, that would be fun for our listeners.
Yeah. And I think we could do an entire episode on the morning huddle. I mean, that would be great, because this is all keeps going back to preparation for staying on time, for time management. But I encourage hygienists to try my strategy with the notes. And I promise you, I'm not spending 10 minutes doing this with my back to the patient. It's a few minutes here, a few minutes there, and it's done at the end of the appointment. It has changed. I don't spend my lunch hour writing notes anymore and trying to recall what I did all morning. It's such a stress reliever for me. And so I'd love if anybody wants to ask any more questions about how I do it, how I communicate to the patient as I'm doing it, or what important things I think have to be in our notes and what could be left out and what could be left in, just message us, because it's a really, really great tool to keep you on time.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Erica, for your expertise as always, my friend.
Thank you, Kelly, for yours as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for everything that you're doing. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Dental Insights with my friend, Erica. And yeah, we'll see you next time, Erica. And to all of our friends, thank you for what you do. Go on over to Apple Podcasts, 5-star rating, and over to YouTube, like, subscribe, and share. Much love to you. We'll see you on the flip side, my friend. Okay,
bye-bye. Bye.